I'm going to go ahead and call the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, May 11th, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. to order. Kathy, if you'd do a roll call, please.
Mike Holbrook.
Here.
Jeff Kaiser.
Here.
Devontae Mooney.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Nancy Couch.
Here.
Okay, thank you so much. Everyone is present. I think Mr. Steele is present in the conversation. So, Mr. Steele, if you would lead us in an opening prayer, please.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before your throne of grace this evening in the name of your Son, Christ. And we're so thankful that you've given us another day of life, health. Pray that you would continue to give us wisdom and your guidance and keep your hand upon us. Give us your favor, Father, as we continue the business of the town, that you would progress it forward and for the betterment of the people of the town of Coburn. And I thank you, Lord, for the different entities of the town, whether it's the police force, the fire department, our lawyer, outside people, venue people. Praise you and thank you for all the work that they're doing, and I pray that you keep your hand upon each one of them. And Father, we give you thanks for all things, and we ask these things according to your will, again, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next item on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm going to change this just a little bit tonight. Mr. Williams, if you will recite the pledge for us, that way we won't have 14 different pledges going at one time. So if you could do that for us, please, sir.
I will. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, first item on the agenda tonight is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that whenever you speak up that you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Is there anyone for public expression? Okay, hearing no one, I will close public expression. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be amended by majority vote. It's been a long time. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, I'll make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented. Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the agenda as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have an agenda. First item on that agenda is reports. Town manager report, Mr. Williams.
Yes, I talked to the gentleman from the health department that does the water inspections and so forth up at the water plants. He did advise me that we have two of the pump houses that are in need of repair, as well as we need to get our leakage under control, which we talked about the next phase coming up, and all that's going to be addressed and hopefully be fixed. And he was happy with that. He's got the last inspection he did was over phone, so he's going to be forwarding that to me here in the next couple of days. Also, I received a letter from the Commonwealth Virginia Department of Emergency Management. They sent me a notice of interest in applying for the funds to get reimbursed. So I'm in the process of taking care of that and reading this letter basically for our locality with our population and so forth. We could get as much up to 15,000 reimbursed, but that's all geared under approval.
Okay.
I'm checking.
Anything else?
I believe that's it for right now.
Okay, questions, Mr. Williams?
Jim, when this is Mike, whenever this person said that the pump houses need to be worked on, need some repairs, was that something that you were aware of, or Jeff, or whoever was aware of already and was in the planning stages?
It is. It's part of the plans to, once we do this phase coming up, it's all part of it.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, additional questions?
Yeah. What did, I guess it's Jimmy and Jeff together, I saw on air Boggs Municipal for a service call to the lift station. What was that?
Jeff is on his way through the door right now, but we had an issue up there as far as the part on the bottom that pushes stuff around. Forgive me, I don't know the name of it. Jeff's getting ready to come in. But Boggs had to come out with and deal with the electricity part of it. Hey Jeff, when Boggs came out and did that work on that pump, what was the reasons of?
The bottom of the cutter on the bottom of the pump right there was busted.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So they had to come out and repair that and also deal with the electricity part of it. And Jeff's with us, by the way.
Plus, they still got the pump right now. They ain't done with it yet.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I had to call them back. They forgot to come and get it. And I called them back last week, and they come and got it.
Did you hear that?
No.
They actually had to take the pump with them to repair it, and they still have it.
How many times has that pump been fixed, repaired, or replaced?
Well, they ain't right there. Haven't never been replaced. They just been worked on about three or four times, I say.
And those are ones part of the replacement coming up, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's all part of those pump houses that's going to be replaced with this next phase.
Out at the Sheffield lift station?
Oh, they're talking about the Sheffield. Yeah, that's the
Sheffield one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
Is that on the new one out there?
Yep, that's on the new one right there behind the Kids Central.
Yeah. The one that's always been a problem.
Yep.
Jeff, were those not warranted the last time that they were replaced?
I talked to him earlier and see if they was under warranty, and he said the warranty had ran out on them.
Has it been that long that we replaced those?
Well, they put a new one in, I say about, what, a couple of years ago. And then this one right here, I can't remember if it was the new one they put in or not, but it went out the other day. We went out there and pulled it out, and the bottom was busted out of it, and we went ahead and set it on the outside where they can come and pick it up. I called them and told them about it to come and, you know, that we already pulled it. The only thing they got to do is just come and unwire it and pick it up and check it out. So we went back out there the other day, and the pump was still sitting out there on where we left it at. And I called him back, so he sent somebody out there to pick it up. So it's been sitting out there probably a week and 2 days.
Okay. We need to go back and check when that pump was actually installed out there. And because I'm thinking it's been less than a couple of years, because, I mean, that's been an ongoing problem out there. And let's check the warranty on that to make sure that, you know, it's not out of warranty, that, you know, whatever. Let's just check the status on that.
Thing out there cost us a lot of money to keep it running. That's $900 right there.
Jeff, listen to this, Mike. The problem that you had this last time when you said that the bottom of it was busted, would you think that was from the problems that you've had with it before, where the wipes are going down, or is it you just don't know? Do you have the idea what may have caused it?
No, we was checking it out earlier, and when I talked to when Randall was working here, he said that some rocks was getting in it. And when that pump starts spinning, some rocks is coming through the line. And said that's how it breaks that cutter on the bottom of that pump. And I don't know how the rocks is getting in there.
Right.
Anyway,
and I'm sure that somebody else a lot smarter than I am that would have thought about this first. Any way to put some kind of a screen or a filter or something before it reaches the pump to keep those things from going down in there?
Well, if you put a screen over and all the trash and stuff that comes through there, you know, it's going to stop that screen up and it's just going to back up.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Additional questions for Mr. Williams? Okay. No questions? Okay. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Public Works, Mr. Livingston.
Okay, what I have for tonight is that we repaired that sewer line down at Subway, that 6-inch. And we repaired a leak on Spring Street. We replaced the sewer line up on Wise Mountain Road. We made a water and sewer tap across the road up there from the football field. We went and ditched out a ditch line on Grand Street up by Bales up there. And we did 201 work orders so far. And that's all I have for tonight.
Okay, thank you. Questions?
Oh, I got one more thing too. And the clock over at the antique clock, been trying to find some parts for it right there. And we found some. And it was like a 20, was looking for some, part was 23 1/4, and they had one that was 24 1/4, but I don't know exactly if that's going to work inside that clock or not. And the price on it right there was like $4.19 for one side, but you're going to have both sides, so you're probably looking at $900 or $1,000 at the most for both sides of the clock.
Is that a website that you found, Jeff?
Yes, that was on a website.
What would it cost us to put a new complete head on top of that?
That's what I was talking to Jimmy about right there, because I was talking to him and they said where the clock is so old that, and it's going to be kind of hard to get parts and stuff for it.
Yep, I remember Bill Dotton telling me whenever he was working on that clock at one time that he had to get some of the parts out of the foreign country. I don't remember which country it was.
I think he said China, because I was over there with him. Me and him was together. The other day taking it apart and everything. He said where it's kind of old at and everything. He said it's going to really be hard to find parts for it right now.
Is he the one who gave you the website to go to?
Yeah, he gave me the website to go to. And I talked to these people right here, and I sent her some pictures of the clock and the inside of it and outside of it. And she said she didn't really know if she had any parts to fix it or not, but she gave me this measurements and stuff. And she had a clock, but she said she didn't know if it would work or not because it was 24 1/4. And ours was 23 1/4. So you're talking about an inch difference.
I would suggest that we explore both options, you know, see if we can find a replacement top for that would fit onto the existing pole. Because, I mean, $900 to, you know, for parts is kind of ridiculous, I think. I think we probably can get a new clock cheaper than that.
That's not necessarily parts. That's to replace the whole thing, except for the outer casing. All the guts gets replaced, including the face.
Yeah, but we don't know if it will fit or not. It's the problem.
Correct.
Can you guys follow up with whoever and see, you know, kind of report back to us at workshop?
Yep.
See, we can order it right there, but I don't know if it's going to work or not. And I don't know if they will take it back after you order it, see?
Right, so we'll find out how much it costs to the other.
Hey, additional questions for Mr. Livingston?
Uh,
This will go back to Jimmy, I guess, and Jeff. Have you found out anything about classes for flaggers?
Yes, Kurt Osborne. I talked to Kurt Osborne, and we're going to get hooked up, and he's going to call me and let me know when he can give us the class to get our license. It'll be here in a few days.
Okay.
Okay.
To be without a license.
Guys, when you talk to him about those classes, also, Jimmy and I talked about this the other day, it's time of year when VDOT starts paving again, and a lot of times they, as we know, will either A, just put a cap on top of what's there, and sometimes they will grind out existing asphalt to replace with new asphalt. And see if we can find out if there's anywhere near Coburn that they're going to be grinding asphalt. And, you know, I keep thinking that if we can get a lot of that stuff to take up to the parking lot up at the Little League field and get that spread out, I think we're going to have a super good parking lot up there at very little cost at all, if any. So, you know, if you can check with him and see if they're doing any of that type of paving, I would definitely appreciate, and I know everyone else would too.
That what they got up there right now? Do we need to go up there and spread that out? Somebody dump some stuff up there right now.
It wouldn't hurt, I don't think. Does anyone else, everyone else agree?
Yes, keep that skin.
Yeah.
We don't want it to be active out there.
Yeah, no, we need to go and get that done. And, you know, Jeff, I know you're kind of strapped right now for help since we don't have Camp 18 in here due to this COVID-19 restrictions. You know, if we can get a way to get that brush that's starting to grow up again, cut down, that would be good too.
10-4, we'll do her.
Okay, additional questions? Jeff, you're going to get by easy tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is Lane Group, Chris Mullins. Chris is not with us tonight, is he?
No, he's not. He contacted me earlier. He said by the time he got home, he wasn't sure if he'll be able to make the meeting.
Hey, did he give you any updates on water sewer projects or anything?
No, we just communicate a little bit back and forth in text. I'm going to give him a call tomorrow when he gets back at work.
Okay. If you would, find out where we are with these two projects. And I know we've got a hold up on some paperwork and where we are with that. And maybe we can get a date to where we can get these projects bid out.
Roger that.
Okay, any other additional questions for Mr. Williams to pass on to Mr. Mullins? Okay, hearing none, he gets by easy tonight too. Next item on the agenda is Treasurer Clerk, Mrs. Sharp.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of our total accounts payable due, $37,232.41. The interim accounts payable, $310,022.67. One of those checks was for the fire department grants. There's an invoice for Sherwin-Williams for $1,402.58 on our interim report. That should have been for the pool, and I had put in the description the police department as well, and they shouldn't be on there. In your packet, you have two copies of meeting minutes. April 13th, electronic regular meeting, and April 27th, electronic workshop meeting. Our posted cash balance as of Thursday, May 7th, was $279,518.73. We had $177,293.60 in outstanding checks, less our total accounts payable due of $37,232.41, leaving a balance of $64,992.72. Since I had those reports completed on Thursday, we had a deposit of $9,035.12. Friday's was $1,713.64. And today's deposit was $3,671.29, making the total cash availability $79,412.77. I've included a cash availability report for all the month of April and for May current, along with the cash comparison report. You also have copies of the credit card statements for BB&T, Shell, and Valero accounts.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Mrs. Sharp?
Hey, Jeff, can I add some?
Yes.
Just to kind of piggyback from last meeting we had, the deficit with the paying of the water and sewer garbage. I know last month we had $17,400 negative. And with that, counting that part, and the month that we just got through, we are $2,500 under. That makes sense.
You lost me on that one, Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Last month we had $17,400 worth of outstanding water bills.
Yes.
Counting that part along with this month here, that takes it down to $2,500.
So we had roughly
$18,000
of that paid.
Yes.
Great.
Real good.
Yeah, as we've said, you know, guys, the thing that we don't want to see happen is on June the 10th, or you know, when the restrictions are going to not apply to Coburn, or before, you know, under the way that we originally did the rulings on that, we don't want to see people get behind it where they're not going to be able to catch up. So they're doing what they need to do, and I applaud the town of Coburn for doing that.
And that $2,500 includes the ones that was actually behind before we got in the order out to suspend cutoffs.
Right.
So it's everybody.
Not mentioning any names, but did we get that sewer taken care of where they're behind?
Behind what? Yes. Yes.
Worked out to everybody's satisfaction?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Additional questions? Kathy, where are we at on business licenses? I know we've pushed that back, but where are we at on collections?
Collections have not really slowed down.
Great.
We've done really well on the business license, and really pretty well on meals tax as well.
Yeah, I remember some of the numbers from prior first month, and you know, I'm very well pleased. I'm sure everyone else is too. Okay, additional questions for Mrs. Sharp? Okay, Kathy, you need from us total accounts payable due, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll make a motion to accept the total accounts payable due as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. And I'll make a motion that we accept the interim accounts payable as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the interim accounts payable as presented, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. This evening, you also need the April 13, 2020. Regular meeting minutes. I'll make a motion that we accept the April 13, 2020 regular meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the April 13, 2020 meeting, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And then the April 27th, 2020 workshop meeting minutes, I'll make a motion that we accept those as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of accepting the April 27th, 2020 workshop meeting minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Anything else you need from us, Mrs. Sharp?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is reports from the police department. Chief Brooks.
Okay, I'll be reporting the month of April. We had 1,813 total events. We issued 7 citations during the month, 1 DUI. Had 17 total incidents, 26 total offenses, 12 arrests, 17 total charges, 22 criminal papers served, 12 civil papers served, 2 protective orders, emergency protective orders, 8 preliminary protective orders, 1 temporary detention order, and 1 emergency custody order.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Chief Brooks? Okay. It's got one question from me, and I've got a couple of reports. Evidently, we've had an onslaught of changing out rotors and brakes on all the police vehicles. What's going on there? Any idea?
That's just normal wear and tear. You know, we've had the past couple of months, we've been involved in some pursuits and things of that nature. But there's nothing new that I'm aware of other than the normal wear and tear and the pursuits that we've been involved in.
Okay. Can you maybe get to Mr. Williams a date for those pursuits themselves, and let's compare those to the when these things have been changed out. I've only got reports going back to February of this year, and I know that those vehicles take more abuse than anything else. And I also know that we also had to change out the front end on one of those vehicles, didn't we, the black car?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Any idea what caused that?
No idea. We have been patrolling, quite a bit, putting a lot of miles on those vehicles, but they're getting a 2013. They're 7 years old, and some of them are, and it's just high mileage and being as old as they are, being a police car, that's what probably contributes to most of them.
Okay. Well, if you can, maybe get to him that information, and then let's kind of, Jamie, if you'll go back and pull information before February as to when, these have been changed. I'm assuming we've done all that in the shop itself. So, kind of go from there, and let's kind of see where we are. And Scott, if you would, remind your guys that, we need to take care of these vehicles because we got to make them last. Okay?
Yeah, I remind them all the time. I don't know what the brakes and rotors, it depends on what type of stuff they're buying for these cars, too. I don't know what, they're having put on them right now, but, there's, if they don't buy the top level performance, that stuff,
it's
going to wear a lot quicker on these cars.
Okay. So if you and Jamie can work together on that, and kind of report back to council at workshop, I would really appreciate it, okay?
Hey, Jeff, let me throw something out real quick. The parts and stuff they purchase for those police cars are on the high end of things. Reasons why, if you put something different on, either they'll squeak forever until the brakes do wear down, or they end up coming back out to the shop numerous times for noises and stuff, and just saving man hours and everything else. That's the reason David went to buying the higher end stuff back maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
Well, I got a question. If I can get in here somewhere. On the rotors, if we're keeping our brakes checked, why are we wearing the rotors out?
Well, the heat from these pursuits sometimes will cause those rotors to
crystallize
and wear the brakes a lot quicker. And, you know, once that happens, if the rotors need to be lift or whatever, they do that. But if not, then sometimes those things have to be replaced. You know, if they're too bad, if they're warped.
Right. I've had to replace them usually because my brakes is worn too thin.
Yeah, well, we don't do that. I mean, we don't wear the brakes down to that point, you know, and have them serviced. We have them checked, and, you know, if there's a squeak in them, we go down there and have them looked at and checked and changed if need be, but they don't run into the rotor.
Okay. But if you can, you know, if you guys can get together and, you know, get with Dave down at the shop and, you know, get that information for council back at workshop, you know, we would appreciate it, okay?
Okay.
Jeff, can you repeat exactly what you need again here so I can write this down?
Okay, if you would, you know, you guys kind of work together, you know, and you and Jimmy get together on when you've actually had a high-speed chase that would have put, you know, extended wear on those brakes. The date, and then let's kind of compare that to when these rotors and brakes had been changed out. Now, the brakes, I can see those happening pretty easy. I'm like Sharon, though, the rotors itself, particularly if we're taking them down there when we get a squeak, we shouldn't be having that kind of problem. So, now, we need to know if it's an inferior rotor that we're buying and we need to step that up, or if we've got a problem somewhere else, we need to know that so we can correct the problem. But we just need to know why we've got that.
Okay.
Okay? Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Additional questions for Chief Brooks? Okay, Scott, you're going to get by easy tonight, too.
Well, that's a good thing.
All right, thank you. Next item on the agenda is Fire Department, Chief Hawkins.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Maple report. Had three structures, one smoke report, three motor vehicle accidents, one motor vehicle accident where we actually had to cut somebody out, assisted EMS one time, had three wildland fires and four others, which is everything from smoke alarms to CO detectors or CO problems, for a total of 16 calls. Total man hours for the calls 174.5, that was 126 people responding. 260 training hours, and like I said, one assist call. We've been following Governor Northern's executive order number 53 with limited training due to COVID-19. Been a lot of individual one-on-one training going on. Because of that, with us receiving what I'm fixing to tell you about in a minute, on a 2018 grant, which all federal grants run, way behind, which they're over a year behind, even getting to apply for them right now. 2019 grants have just been applied for right now. So, but off the 2018 grant, we have ordered and received 22 new air packs, 30 face pieces, 30 voice amplifiers, and 4,500 PSI cylinders. All those have been put into service, and members are still have been trained, but we'll be undergoing much more extensive training on that. Hopefully we can get back to where we can train them as a group. Right now it's been done in small numbers to put them into service. That's pretty well about all I've got as far as my equipment to handle COVID-19. My supplies are in pretty good shape. If something really goes amiss, we're probably going to be all right with the supplies I've got ordered and everything.
Okay. Thank you. Questions for Chief Hawkins?
Keith Hawkins and Brooks, you guys had to respond, or any of your personnel had to respond to any kind of COVID calls or assist
speaking,
in any way?
Speaking for the police department, no. I know some guys at the Life Care Ambulance Service, of course, they have, you know, been exposed to it, but I'm not sure about the fire department.
We have assisted with a couple different calls where we use the COVID-19 protocols on it, where we actually went in with breathing apparatus and suits and all that, and then came back out and decontaminated everything in the area. And fortunately, all those people tested negative after being tested.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any additional questions? All right, Chief Hawkins, you're going to get by easy tonight, too. Everybody's getting by easy. Let's see if we can be easy on Will tonight. Mr. Sturgill, attorney report.
All right, thank you. As long as the ordinance that I read earlier from the public hearing is on the agenda, that's probably the only thing I have for tonight. I did receive from Jimmy a copy of the contract for the fireworks. I'm not sure if that's on the agenda for tonight either, but I did forward that to our mayor to look at as well. The way that currently reads is that if there's we would get a refund up until June 15th if there was restrictions from the COVID-19 that was put in place either by the state or local that would cause us not to be able to do the fireworks show. But that if we canceled after that June 15th date, then we would have to forfeit the deposit, which I believe is $3,000 of the $6,000 fee. So just wanted to let you all know that I have received that contract. Again, don't know what you all will decide in that regard, but given the fluidity of the whole situation dealing with COVID-19, I would recommend that we sign that at the last possible time if it's going to be signed, and that way we're not locking ourselves into anything one way or the other.
Okay.
But that's all I've got.
Okay. While you're on the fireworks, this is from COVID Improvement Association. They've talked amongst themselves by telephone, by text messages, and all the above, and I guess a few smoke signals probably thrown in there too. But they're kind of concerned, since they're the ones that's actually paying for the fireworks this year, are we going to actually be able to do it? And they had asked me to ask Mr. Williams to check on the other towns, which I think you did you not, Jimmy?
I did.
And then it looks like the other towns are kind of holding off to the very last minute also. So that's kind of where the COVID Improvement Association is. And there's some concern right now, you know, that with the time frame, that the restrictions, probably are not going to be lifted in order to do the July 4th, you know, as we had planned on doing. So right now, everything's just up in the air, kind of waiting to see what happens. I agree with Mr. Sturgill, we need to wait until the last minute if we are to sign that contract.
All right, and that's all I've got for tonight.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. I've lost my agenda here. Okay, I guess the next item on the agenda is under New Business A, which was the ordinance, which is 20-005.
Yes.
And we've already read that into the record. Are there any additional information from anyone or any questions?
I'll just elaborate briefly on it again. This is just allowing for the police department, when they write the citation, that they write TC in front of the Virginia Code section. And by doing that, that enables money to come back to the locality versus it all going to the state. So it's not a difference as far as the crime or a difference as far as really charging or what the person is actually convicted of. It's just a question. It's just dealing with solely where the money goes, whether it goes to the state or the locality.
Okay, thank you. And Chief Brooks, you are in agreement with all this, the way it's stated, it's the way it needs to be done, and we need to move forward with this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I got a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
For Will. It may have changed because I've been out of it for a little while, but if they still put the TC before a offense that's going to require jail time, you still do not do that, correct?
My understanding is that it solely only deals with the ordinances or with the code sections that are part of that section. As far as the way it's officially charged with the crime of jail time or not, I just ask that the police, you know, if there's any questions about that, to make sure they get the go-ahead from the Commonwealth Attorney's Office to prosecute it. I just want to make sure from the town's end that we've got everything in place to get as much money back to the locality as we can.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, we'd operate the same as we always have on that, you know, as far as jail time goes. We don't want to be stuck with any fees.
Exactly, and I think that I think you could put it, but at the same time, there's no question that if it's an offense that comes back with jail time, there's no question that it would come back on the locality. So from that standpoint, anything that any expectations of actually having jail time, the TC does not need to go in front of.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we just continue to do that because we don't want to have to be responsible for any attorney fees.
Right.
Yeah. Scott, you know, I would ask you to sit down with all of your officers and go over, you know, the guidelines on this so that, you know, everyone does know exactly when to do what. So you can do that after this is passed. It would certainly be, I think, a good thing for everyone.
Yeah, we will.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions at this point in time? Okay, I'll make a motion that we adopt ordinance number 20-005. It's an ordinance enacting certain traffic offenses and criminal offenses and providing the penalty for the violation thereof.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor. Is there any discussion? Okay, Kathy, since this is an ordinance, I'm going to ask for a roll call vote, please.
Mike Holbrook.
Claire.
Aye.
Jeff Kaiser.
Aye.
Devin Tay Mooney.
Aye.
Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Nancy Couch.
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is under old business, which is the update on the state of emergency. Mr. Williams.
I kind of touched on that just briefly earlier about the reports and stuff that we need to submit, and I've got Sherry, she is putting the receipts and stuff aside and making a copy of putting them aside. So when it comes down to having to put all this stuff into the virginiapa.org, it shouldn't be too difficult for us.
Okay. Questions? Okay, Jamie, You indicated earlier in the conversation we had, I think it was last week, that you've been in touch with the Wise County Emergency Management to where we can go in and do these reports ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think you indicated during that conversation that we have, where we had several people on the list to file those who are no longer employed by the town of Coburn. Has all that been corrected?
It has. That was all part of that virginiapa.org. Everybody's been removed, and the ones that need to be added are right there, myself and Kathy.
If you can maybe update everybody else on what you and I talked about, too, so they know what we're talking about.
I received an email from Emergency Management, and they want us to start going on. Before, I was giving the information to Stephanie Sweeney up at the court, or the sheriff's office, and she was putting all the information in for us. But since then, I've gotten an email asking us to start putting it in for ourselves. And in order for me to gain access to it, I had to get a lot of people taken off of there from Sherry Byes or something like that. She was still on there. Loretta was still on there. There's somebody else that was still on there. I can't remember who that was. But I got them taken off. Myself's been put on there. Kathy's on there as a treasurer and secondary point of contact. So right now, I just got an email today, too, saying all that was approved. So that shouldn't be an issue, and we start putting this information in here soon.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Hearing none, we have no reason to go into closed session tonight, do we, Mr. Sturgill? Mr. Williams?
I do not, no.
I do not.
Okay. Then I guess last item on the agenda is council comments and concerns. Ms. Couch.
Just thank everybody for all their hard work. Everybody stay safe out there. Maybe it'll be warm by the end of the week and my flowers will come back out.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, I'm going to hold you to that.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Hogberg.
Thank you to everybody, as Nancy said, for their hard work and their efforts. And, please, everyone, stay safe and stay apart.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Manning.
I have nothing other than everyone keep up the good work and stay safe.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Steele.
I want to thank everyone that answers my calls and my text messages. So they answer me so well. That's awesome. And taking care of all of our business. And everybody stay safe. And everybody have a good week.
Okay, thank you. I guess I'm last tonight. One thing before I get started on that is the workshop meeting in 2 weeks. I'm thinking that, you know, we're not going to be opened up enough to where we can do that in person. So what I would probably suggest, if it's okay with everyone, is that we have our workshop meeting via teleconference again. Is that okay with everyone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay. Go ahead.
That being said, when will we get a budget to look at? Because that time is rolling up.
I'm working on two different budgets right now. I've got one of them done. I had the other one done, but I made a miscalculation and deleted it. So I'm getting the other one back together. It's no big deal. And I plan on having it to you. I'm trying to do it at least Wednesday before the budget workshop.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Everyone stay safe. Keep the good work up. I know it's trying times for everyone, but, you know, these two shall pass. So just everyone stay safe. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor of adjournment, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.